HarperCollins presents A Secret Cornish Summer by Philippa Ashley. Read by James Murnier and Ashley Tucker.
Chapter 1. Eden, there's a strange young man in the garden. Eden paused, midway through filling a paper bag with coffee beans. When necessary, her granny Iris had a voice that could penetrate a nuclear bunker. It easily carried through the open door of the outbuilding behind Lighthouse Cottages. Once a store for oil for the lighthouse generator, it was now the home of her roastery business. Eden! With a wry smile, Eden sealed the bag and wiped her hands on a paper towel. She'd been hard at work since 6:30 that morning, roasting and filling bags with the fragrant beans. Some were for customers, but most would be used in her cafe, the Lighthouse Coffee Container. She certainly needed a break, and even if she hadn't, Iris was obviously too worked up about this strange young man to allow Eden to carry on with her work. "Coming, Granny!" She emerged from the shadow of the roastery into the bright May day, to find her grandmother, Iris, leaning on her walking stick in a pool of sunshine. "Hurry up!" Iris said, clearly itching to hurry back to the gardens that fronted Lighthouse Cottages. "You have to see him." "It's probably just the garden centre man come to deliver Mum's compost," Eden said, bemused as to why this strange young man had got her granny so worked up. Iris snorted. "It's not the garden centre man. I'm not so decrepit that I can't tell an attractive young chap from one who spends every spare minute propping up the bar at the Shipwrights." Wincing at the volume of the conversation, Eden followed her grandmother around the side of the row of four cottages, each of whose small front gardens was separated by a neat box hedge. "Shh, Granny, he might hear you." "I doubt it, not with that whale music playing. Anyway, he's probably on the wacky-backy." "Granny!" "I know about these things. I wasn't averse to the odd spliff in the 60s, you know." Eden gave up, trying to quiet her grandmother. Whoever this strange young man was, holiday guest, hippie, or lost camper, he probably wouldn't stay long once he discovered that his neighbours were even stranger than he was. It never ceased to amaze Eden how fast her grandmother could move if she wanted to. She was practically skipping towards the fence, almost as speedily as if she'd spotted a special offer on her favourite jeans in Marks and Spencer. She certainly didn't seem to need the stick, and for a moment, Eden forgot she would be 90 later that summer. As they entered the garden of Wolf Rock, where Eden lived with her mother, she spotted Iris's book abandoned on the garden table. "Come on," her grandmother urged Eden in a stage whisper. "You can see him through the gap in the fence." "That's spying," Eden murmured, cringing again. Ignoring her, Iris perched on the stone bench that was sited to make the most of the sea view from the garden. Located on a finger of land jutting into the Atlantic, the cottages enjoyed a dramatic vista over the Cornish coast, with the Lizard Peninsula to the east and Land's End to the west. Heartstone Lighthouse itself was still operational, though the adjacent cottages, once home to the keepers and their families, were now privately owned. Only the Carricks were full-time residents. The other three were holiday lets, managed by Eden's mum, Sally. Iris lived in a bungalow in Penzance, but loved to visit the cottages, where she had once lived herself as the wife of a lighthouse keeper. With its vista over the sea, the bench was her number one favourite seat, and today, the gap in the hedge also gave a clear view into the neighbouring garden. Gently, Eden caught Iris's arm. "Granny, we really oughtn't to spy on this man." "Well, I think it's our duty." Eden had to smile at the wicked gleam in her granny's eye. "Okay, I'll take a look, but only if we do it discreetly." "Of course," said Iris, lowering her voice. "I'll sit here while you sneak a look through the hedge. He won't hear you with that weird racket going on." It wasn't a racket, Eden thought. It was quite a soothing piece of music, with tinkling bells and panpipes. Not her thing, but it could be a lot worse.
"Go on, then," Iris whispered,
urging Eden with a wave of her hand. "I so should not be doing this," Eden thought, sinking to her knees on the small patch of lawn. What if this man caught them? How embarrassing to be found watching him through a hedge. It would look creepy at best. The turf was damp under her knees, and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?